This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a home visit progress note to Laurel Hammond. Last name Hammond. Laurel, Laurel. Place was Bella Vita. Assisted living. Date was January 20th, 2022. New paragraph of chief complaint. Mrs. Hammond was seen regarding some neck pain, as well as history of hypertension, coronary artery disease. Hypertension and hypothyroidism. New paragraph. Ms. Hammond has been doing reasonably well, but she has some recent neck pain, period. She had neck surgery in last year, in which they had to use rods to elevate her neck because it was hanging on her shoulders, and this was a complication of the Botox, according to her, period. She recently had a right shoulder dislocation, and she sees an orthopedic surgeon named Dr. List, period. She has an appointment coming up, period. She was requesting physical therapy, and I had ordered it, but it didn't get off the ground because of the shoulder dislocation, and it needs to be determined whether there's any surgery needed, period. She will get PT either after surgery or, if no surgery is indicated, after being cleared by orthopedics, period. The dislocation was 2 months ago, but he's had chronic post-traumatic osteoarthritis of the right shoulder, period. Her current analgesics do appear to be, for the most part, controlling her pain, period. However, it's not fully controlled, and we're going to add fentanyl 12 micrograms every 72 hours. New paragraph. Of hypertension, which is relatively stable, has no current headache or chest pains or cardiac symptoms, period. She has hypothyroidism without any specific symptoms such as alteration in temperature tolerance, period. Her neuropathy persists, period. She has coronary artery disease with history of 2 stents in the left anterior descending, period. No current chest pain is noted. 4 years ago, she had pulmonary emboli, and thus she's on Eliquis, period. New paragraph review of systems. Constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye, no major complaints. ENT, no complaints. Respiratory, no dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, she has mild constipation. GU, no dysuria or hematuria, but has had urinary tract infections in the past. Heme, no bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. And no known diabetes mellitus, period. New paragraph, past history is positive for osteoarthritis, coronary artery disease with 2 stents, hypothyroidism, anxiety, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, depression, oropharyngeal dysphagia. And that's resolved, and she wishes for a general diet, which she didn't have in her subacute rehab program, period. She has cervical dystonia that was treated with the Botox, but then that resulted in the neck just hanging down under her chest as a complication, period. She seems to be doing quite well after the surgery, although there's some neck pain. There's history of depression, gastroesophageal reflux disease, neuropathy. New paragraph. Family history, her mother had heart problems, both parents are deceased. New paragraph, social history, no smoking or ethanol abuse. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 112 over 70, pulse 75, respiratory rate 16, O2 saturation 91%. Head and neck. Pupils equal and reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements intact, use normal inspection, mm-hmm. Neck is slightly rigid. No nodes, no mass. Lungs, clear of percussion and auscultation, period. Cardiovascular, normal, so it's too, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen, soft, non-tender. No palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial is normal. She's alert, oriented, times 3. Affect, normal. Musculoskeletal, reduced right shoulder, rate of motion with pain. New paragraph assessment plan. 1. Mrs. Hammond has osteoarthritis of both shoulders, but the right shoulder was dislocated, and she will follow with ortho. But due to her pain in her shoulders and neck, I will add fentanyl patch, 12 micrograms every 72 hours, period. She may continue with gabapentin, 600 milligrams every 8 hours, plus baclofen, 10 milligrams, 2 tablets twice a day. The sliderm patch to the right shoulder. Period. New paragraph. 2, she has essential hypertension, currently stable. With lisinopril 5 milligrams daily and metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day. Period. 3, she has hypothyroidism and I will continue levothyroxine 25 micrograms daily. 4, she has history of pulmonary emboli, and I'll continue Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. Mm-hmm. 6, she has constipation, I'll continue lactose 15 mLs, that's 30 mLs daily, period. For gastroesophageal reflux disease, I'll continue Pepcid 20 milligrams daily, period. Overall, continuing the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.